This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This one tip can completely ramp up your productivity. Like one tip that helped me completely change my productivity was the issue of figuring out your peak performance time. Right? So basically what this theory says is that some people are early birds, some people work best late at night, and some people are most productive in the afternoon. Now, I was trying to be an early bird, and after working with this, I figured out I am most productive in the afternoon. Right? I'm not an early bird. So I reshaped my entire time management schedule around that. In the mornings, I do the things that do not require my peak performance. I will read a book. I will listen to a lecture. I'll do my administration work. I'll do all of that in the morning. The afternoon, I'm either teaching, recording videos, or writing a book. I do that in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I do my most productive work. Mm-hmm. Now, if I didn't learn about peak productive time, I would have just been just trying to do everything in the morning. And I wonder, why is it in the morning I'm too tired to write? Because I'm not a morning person. My brain is at its best in the afternoon. So just finding one tip like that supercharged my productivity, that now I write at a time where I'm able to do my best. And the rest of the time doesn't get wasted because I know, okay, in the morning I'm tired. So instead of doing something that takes a lot of energy like writing, I do my admin work. Admin work is boring. You know, it doesn't take that much brain power. You know, you can do it while having your coffee, while still waking up. So sometimes it's just that one or two tips you find in a book that can be completely life-changing. You know, like, for example, before I started Islamic Self-Help, I read the book The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss. Now, a lot of people say that that book's a waste of time and things like that. But honestly, Islamic Self-Help came from that book.
Mm.
I literally spend like 4 hours a week running Islamic Self-Help. And alhamdulillah, it's profitable. It benefits thousands of people. The whole concept of having a blog with online courses and ebooks that benefits thousands of people, and I only spend 4 or 5 hours a week running it, came from reading that book. That's where I got the ideas from. And I really took a lot of the principles in there and applied it to the blog. And alhamdulillah, the blog basically runs itself at this point. I just have to blog once in a while and do some marketing and put out some new ebooks and online courses every once in a while. And otherwise, it basically runs itself. So, you know, even if you already are productive naturally, there's still a lot you can learn to become a master of the field, you know, to become a ninja.
I was going to ask you actually about some of your own practices, and you've already gone into that about the energy management peak performance. How long ago, because I know you said you overhauled everything, how long ago was this kind of realization, would you say?
About 7 years ago.
Okay.
That's when in my 20s, I wrote about 3 books. And in the past 7 years, I wrote about 10 books. So one of the things that really helped me write more books was just my afternoons are dedicated to writing. And as long as my